welcome to another episode of Elaine and Her Movie Pass. My name is Elaine Sanders and I am your host. Thank you so much for joining me. Today I'll be going over my initial thoughts of the film Sicario, Day of the Soldado. Hopefully I did not butcher that too bad. It is rated R. It is playing at all the major movie theaters and I am planning on seeing this in the next hour or so. So let's get to it. When I first saw the trailer for this film, the first thing I thought was, I probably should see the first Sicario. So this one, the first initial Sicario came out in 2015, and I don't know why it took me so long to see it. Maybe because my initial thought was this would be a dude movie, and at that point I just wasn't really willing to fork out any money to see it. But I remember my brother mentioning that this is one of those movies where he would like to see it over and over again. So I didn't think it was going to be bad. And finally, today, after all the procrastination, I bit the bullet and watched the film. And I still believe that it is kind of a dude movie. It had a lot of guns and a lot of violence. But it had enough plot twists and turns for me to stay captivated for it. One thing I should mention is that I think that the reason why I didn't watch Sicario initially was also there's something about watching like war movies or movies that are filmed in the desert. Maybe it makes me feel extremely thirsty, or I just don't know how someone could be in full gear and out in incredible heat. But that's just me. I must be spoiled or something. But anyways, so as far as the trailer, I could tell that this is going to be definitely a dude movie. Once again, has a lot of guns. And the way that Benicio del Toro is using his gun, it's so odd to me. Like, I don't think anyone that shoots a gun shoots it the way that he does in the trailer. But once again, I don't know how to shoot guns really, so I could be wrong. And I guess we'll just see what happens in the film. But I guess also, I am thinking that there are going to be additional twists and turns like the first one. So, but with that said, with sequels, very hit and miss, so I don't know if it's going to live up to the hype of what Sicario was like when I watched it, so there is that. Seeing as though this is a holiday weekend, I figure I should provide a list of recommendations of films that are currently out and will be probably leaving in the next couple of weeks. So if you have a movie pass or if you're willing to pay some money for air conditioning, I think these would be it. The first one I just recently saw was Damsel. It is kind of a country film, so it's rather slow moving, but I thought it was a very thought-provoking film. Kind of funny, so there's that. Some other ones that I have mentioned in the past, Hearts Beat Loud, The Incredibles 2, Won't You Be My Neighbor, and for those that like horror films, Hereditary was quite scary. But my name is Elaine Sanders. This is Elaine and Her Movie Pass. If you haven't had a chance and like what you hear, feel free to subscribe to my podcast. Also, if you have your own initial thoughts or if you have seen any of these movies, I'd love to hear from you as well. Once again, my name is Elaine Sanders and I will talk to you soon.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.